Presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Hey, we're back. We're back. My radio hut here. I'm calling it my gingerbread hut because these walls kind of look like gingerbread. And it's appropriate for the holidays, Ward Cater. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you back here in action.
Yeah, great to be here.
What's going on at Vision Ford? Catch me up. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been able to talk. What's happening?
Yeah, lots of things going on. As always, incredible incentives going on. Just some great things happening in the service world. If you need a little maintenance to get you to grandma's house safely, I recommend it. We've got plenty of room. We've added additional tech, so take advantage of that. On the sales side, Lincoln is offering $10,000 on their new Navigator, which I've never seen in my decades in the business.
That's incredible.
So that's exciting. F-150s for $399 a month, which is incredible too. It's a real thing. You can pick out what you like and work from there. Yeah, it's fun. Christmas is fun. People are in a good mood.
This kind of goes beyond incentive, though. I don't know if there's a word for it. When you're offering $10,000 back, you know,
just amazing?
Come in and buy. I mean, that's, like I say, that's beyond incentive. That's crazy.
That's the biggest I've ever seen. Again, in my over three decades doing this, it's just amazing. Came out of the blue not too long ago, and it's just been great. People are overly excited about it. So.
What makes these Navigators so hot? I see a lot of people driving around with Vision Ford Navigators.
You know, the Navigator is such a standout in its segment. It is hands down the most luxurious yet simple vehicle to drive inside. Outside is beautiful. Inside is very refined, has all the amenities you want. But again, I want to stress it's simple. It's not overwhelmed with huge screens that you don't know what to do with or buttons you don't know what to do with. So for any age, it's an appropriate vehicle. We have young families driving it. We certainly have retired families enjoying it, making their road trips. So it's just a lot of room, very refined, and the biggest thing is it's so quiet with great fuel economy.
We've talked about that before about the Lincoln Company. They seem to keep upping the quality but then making it simpler. They simplify, but the quality goes up.
Yeah, it's like everything. You know, everything is just has that sense of being simplistic, yet you can do anything you want. You can literally look at it, it'll smile back at you. it is fun. It's amazing to see what they're doing. The interior is just gorgeous on all of them. They've redone every car line we have now. And so it's amazing what they're doing. You know, you just always wonder next year, what can they possibly do?
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting. It's fun, even though I've done it a long time. I always get very excited this time of the year to see what's coming.
I got to tell you, thanks to Did You Know category, every time I get up and get out and start my vehicle and the windshield wipers get going, I think of you.
There you go.
So again, it's the Did You Know thing that helped me out there.
Well, we've had interesting weather lately, haven't we? A little rain, a little snow.
Right.
We're dipping into the below zero, I understand now, in the next few days. So it's just the right time to invest a little bit in your vehicle to get you where you're going safely and worry-free.
So the colder weather, how does that impact car buying? I mean, what do you see generally as the weather turns a little colder?
You know, from our perspective, the people are there when it's cold. They're there for a reason. So it's a very efficient buying experience for them. And the people that are coming out are coming for a number of reasons. But it's I don't know if it's always the same, but it certainly is consistent, meaning if they're looking for a vehicle and it's cold outside, they have a need or they have a void they want to fill. It's just time to add on to their little fleet, if you will, and let's get a new vehicle again to go see grandma and get the entire family and all the bags in their packages. And then there's the ones that are like, it's just time. Let's go get one.
Right.
You know, we've worked hard. We've saved. Let's go get something we want. Let's enjoy it into the new year. So, yeah, it's fun. It's really a fun time of the year.
Well, then let's get back to the EVs, too, because I'm sure you've heard the argument, too. Well, colder weather and EVs, they probably won't mix. True or false?
Yeah, there's very little truth to that, and I'll explain why. When you plug in your EV, let's go back a number of years ago when we plugged in our internal combustion engine, and just like a block heater, as we called it. Mm-hmm. If you plug in your EV in the same fashion, just in the 110 outlet where you plug in your curling iron, your radio, whatever else you have, it's the same thing because it's going to condition that battery, meaning if it's really hot during the summer, it actually will cool it. If it's really chilly, if it's cold, close to zero, below zero, anywhere out of the norm, it'll heat it. And by keeping it heated or cooled, it extends the longevity and the use of that battery for that day or that week. So if it's real extreme, you plug it in. If it's not extreme, you just use the car. It's designed to deal with it. It will heat itself. It will cool itself. Obviously, it has to use some of its own power to do that, but it's designed to do that. It's very efficient. So there's no problem. It's a great thing when you get an electric vehicle, you hit that button, there's nothing to start. A little circuit closes and off you go.
Off you go. Yeah. It is that easy. I know that. It's that simple.
It really is.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, we're seeing more interest all the time. You know, it's a slow adaptation, but at least we're getting more questions, certainly getting more buyers, and the people that have it just love it. I ran into somebody at a restaurant in Fargo here about a week ago, and he was driving a Mach-E, and he just couldn't stop talking about it. He drives to Hillsboro, I think, every day. He has a medical office there, and he just loved it because it drove great in the winter. He didn't have to start it, as we say, because it starts.
Yeah.
And for him, it's just easy. He can get back and forth to Fargo from Hillsboro very simply without charging it. When he gets home, he plugs it in, like we say, with his cell phone, and he's ready to go. He's not out in the wind, the rain, the snow, whatever the year is. It's just a great way to go to work, to go to school, to go on vacation.
So knowing you like I do, what's going on in the conference room with the staff, and what are you guys looking forward to in 2025, Ward?
You know, I think we're going to have something very, very exciting to introduce in January. And specifically what it is, it's going to ease the financial pressure to buy the vehicle of your choice.
Okay.
I can't go into great details because I'm still working everything out. But it's going to make the vehicle you want exciting and easy to get. It's not going to be a huge burden on you when you get going. And it's not in the market. This is going to be very unique and exclusive to Vision Ford Lincoln here in Wahpeton.
Well, Mike, how does it get any easier? I mean, it's easy enough right now, but how does it get easier than that?
You know, money is always difficult, right?
Yeah.
No matter how much you have, we're always kind of a day late and a dollar short. And
literally, yeah.
We want to make it easier, and we get it. Life is life. We see enough people come through, and again, it doesn't matter who you are. There's struggles out there. There's real struggles in life. And we're not here to judge that. We're here to help and make that process a little easier, simplify it. And the bottom line to me is just make it a little more fun to buy your next vehicle from us.
Absolutely. And you always do. That's what I mean. I'm looking forward to this. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I really am too. It's been something I've been working on for a month and a half at least. And we're hoping to introduce it in January, if not February at the latest. So I think it could be a fun, exciting thing for everybody.
Is this a Vision Ford exclusive, or is this a Ford Motor Company thing?
No, this is Vision Ford.
Oh, okay.
We're doing this with some lenders to make something actually very unique. I haven't seen it, again, in all my years. Again, it's simplifying. It's making it easier. There's no catches. There's no strings. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So if you qualify for a typical loan, you'll qualify for this. And it'll just take a lot of pressure off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested to see what you've come up with.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a big deal.
Is this something you got from the outside? Is there something you're patterning this after? Or did you see this someplace else?
You know, I really haven't. There's just in life, I'm always looking for a simpler version of what we do. And I think when you think of the paperclip, you think of the stick pin, you think of the post-it note.
Post-it notes, yep.
I mean, it's just that simplicity, and we use them all day, and we've used them for decades probably or more.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show, think simple, solve a problem that we're all dealing with, and it should be a big hit, I think.
All right. What's up for our Thursday edition?
Well, we're coming into Christmas. We got to do something fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're rolling that way, so we'll leave it at that for right now. But
okay.
We want to do some fun things going into the Christmas holiday here.
You always do. Ward Cater, Vision Ford, simply doing business out there on the 210 bypass. I'm liking that. Coming up on 952 Ward, great having you in here.
Thank you. Have a nice day, everybody.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 940 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450.